Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Make sure you check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. He always has some interesting, easy, fast reads about things that we can do to be better. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Oh, I'm in a good mood today, Tony. How does that sound?
It's time to get back to school. I want to talk to you a little bit about football. I recently read columns by Graham Couch from LSJ.com and from Joe Rexroad from the Detroit Free Press, and they were talking about the past game that Michigan State had with Western Michigan. They did win 26-13, but the offense looked sluggish. But they brought up some ideas that could be a challenge for anyone, much less a college football coach. And two of them are this. Number one, when do you stop being loyal when that loyalty is hurting you? And by that I mean perhaps giving another quarterback an opportunity to lead the football team, because Andrew Maxwell, the starter, has some challenges. The backup Cook, Connor Cook, had also some challenges. And number two, when does a coach, much less a player, deal with the fact that they might not be able to do something, they might not be good enough?
Well, two things. I read both the articles, and I went to the game. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm up to snuff on that. I think the first question you talk about is loyalty. I think loyalty in itself is a great trait to have. Okay, I think it really is what separates a lot of people that have good relationships with people, a lot of people that are successful, from those that aren't. On the other hand, let's assume for a minute that in this case, and I'm sure we're dealing with an exceptional young man, that the current and last year's quarterback, Andrew Maxwell, just really can't move the team, just doesn't have that ability. Then I think you have to take a look at who might be able to. And you look at the second person who came in, Connor Cook, had a pretty rough going himself. He's not had that much experience. Then I think you have to start looking at, O'Connor and Terry. These are the next two, one being a redshirt freshman. So I guess the question is, when do you accept it? Well, I think to this point, Coach D'Antoni and his coaches, and this, of course, is their prerogative, I have no insight on this, they have felt that of the choices that they have, that Maxwell has been the best choice to have them win games, and that Connor Cook is the best backup. Now, that's the conclusion they've come so far. Sadly, for the team, it just really has just not led to much success. I mean, last year they did go to a bowl game. They did win a bowl game, but it was, really a difficult situation. It was actually the backup, Connor Cook, that actually came in and really did the key plays to win the game. So when do you accept it? That becomes the question. Well, the question Michigan State will have to see after trying maybe the other quarterbacks, okay, assuming the coaches even let that happen, is there anyone who can really help direct this offense? It's hard to believe that you could have, as Jerry DiNardo of Big Ten said, that you could have such an astounding defense and have such a weak offense. So I think coaches have to look at loyalty at one level, but they have to look at the good of the team, which means winning, which is the point of the game, doing it in a way that you don't crush people's feelings, but do it in a way that you also teach reality. Who can best lead the team? So those are two tough questions. One, I think it's important to stay loyal if you can, as much as you can, I should say. But when you get to the point where there's a job, something has to get done, you have to look at the quality of the people that are playing and see who can, in the case of an offense, direct the team, not make a lot of mistakes, and really show that they can really inspire the team, the fans, and the players. To this point, that has not happened, and that's unfortunate. Hopefully, that can be taken care of here in the next few games. But I do think reality for coaches and players is part of living life.
I thought about Couch's column Actually, you wrote two pieces over the weekend, but that coming to grips that you may not be good enough, especially if Maxwell gets benched. You look at some of the receivers like Benny Fowler, who dropped three footballs, and he's a senior. You know, thinking about that, dealing with that's got to, I would imagine, be a tough thing.
Well, I think it's really a tough type thing. And then you have to look at, well, who are the other receivers? Who are the other players? The hard thing here, I think, for everyone is we're dealing with young college people. We're dealing with young people. It could be one of our own sons. But I do believe, ultimately, the best way to help someone is to give them reality. And the best way to help a team is to put the best players out there that can really win the game. And I do think there are times that players have to accept, too. They just really aren't able to run a team. I doubt that many players are going to be coming forward and saying that. Usually that's why you have coaches. That's why you have position coaches. That's why you have people that make those types of decisions. But it's really a very difficult situation for Michigan State, because you had those two winning years of 11, then last year was the 7-6, and this year's having all the makings, at least if we go from one game, of a repeat type of a situation. Great defense and really weak offense, but it's definitely consternation, and it makes it very hard for a coach who I believe is a very good person, as a very loyal person, to try to make the best decision. But I will give Coach D'Antoni, who I don't know, I might add, but I will give him credit for is going to make the right decision in terms of playing who can best develop that offense and best win the games. That's his job, and that's what I think he wants to do.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Go to drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much, sir.
Always a pleasure, Tony. Go Green.